Okay, it is Wednesday, June 18th. It is 5:32. We are meeting here at the City View Water Conference Room. In attendance is Judy Hamblin, Dean Powell, Adam Kendall, me, Brett Powell as chair, and Aaron Bradshaw's office manager. Mikhail is being excused and Tracy's excused and Alan will not be here also. He had some family stuff, personal stuff going on. Okay, let's go to any public comments from the public. You're not the public. So we'll go down to any conflict of interest. Just declare it.
If we talk about the Victory Pipeline right-of-ways on my dad's property, then I'll have a conflict of interest.
Okay. It's good detail. Okay, let's go to approval of bills. Look on your back list. We've got a pretty good total this month.
Yep. I'll make a motion to approve the bills as...
I've got a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Straight shot, is that for the building?
The straight shot.
So that's for the building as well as the prices tap.
Prices tap, yeah.
Prices tap, okay. And then the McKechnie Law Offices, is that just like really recent or is that for his work over the past while?
No, that's
2 months.
That's about a month and a half, yeah. Is what that is.
So just the last month and a half is all?
Yep.
Yeah. And that will probably continue. Well, it might go down a little bit. Right. We'll see.
I'll make a motion to approve the bills as they have been presented to us.
Second that motion.
You have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? There is none. Motion carries. Okay, let's go over and let's... approve the minutes from last month. Anyone had a chance to read and go over any corrections or changes?
No, wait. Accept the minutes as corrected.
Okay. You've got with Aaron to correct them, okay?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstain or object? No object. Motion carries. Okay, we're going to go down this real quick. Let's go down to Roosevelt's. City's items, they are not here, so we don't really have a discussion, do we? Because the nothing has changed. You haven't heard anything with them, and
no.
Okay.
So we're gonna table that item.
Yeah, we're gonna table that item in case they show up or something. Okay, let's go down to the property tax rate. Do you have the paperwork on that?
I don't, but I got the rate for us.
You got the rate, that's what we need.
So the rate, it has not changed. It's 0.5% is all it is for the tax rate.
Half of 1%.
So it hasn't changed at all from last year, but we have to vote on it to approve.
We have a motion to accept the tax rate as...
I will make a motion that we accept the tax rate as half of 1%.
Yeah.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, any object? There is none, so motion carries. Okay, that was the big one we needed to do. Okay, we're going to turn some time over to Sunrise. Right. Jeff, you can come up here and be on the comfortable seat. Okay.
Okay, so just some updates. You guys had a pretty thorough meeting last week, so hopefully it's not too much different. Some items from that meeting. We were wanting a good, concise compilation of all the easements. That's what these giant binders are. Got a copy for Gail, got a copy for you guys in the office, and our copy. Just for clarity's sake, everything's not signed, but we've marked off the ones that still need signed. it was brought up in the last meeting, the descriptions needed to be adjusted on some of them. So those are, we're getting that from the surveyors.
This is the Victory Pipeline.
This is the Victory Pipeline expense.
You got a spreadsheet, kind of like where you're at on each one?
We got a separate spreadsheet on the top there to explain, okay, each, we got sections marked off for every single parcel, so that any parcel you can go to and say, okay, this is what there is, this is what has been signed, what hasn't been signed, all that stuff. Here's the title report, which is why it's so thick, title reports.
Okay.
So we're moving forward with all those. We're keeping on contacting those that need subordination agreements and still need easements themselves. One thing you mentioned was the Roosevelt Agreement. I have been in contact with Josh Bake. He was under the impression that Grant, their attorney, was waiting for something from Gail. My understanding was Gail thought he was waiting for Grant's stuff. So I'm trying to work with Josh to say, okay, well, they got to get together and figure out who's waiting for what from who.
Yeah.
So they had their meeting last night, so I haven't heard from him since Monday. So he was going to talk to Grant. Tribal easements. We got the descriptions adjusted per Gail's request in the agreement, and per the discussion to send it back to the Tribal Business Committee with the original compensation that was discussed, the 93 or 5,000 and six connections only. So that's ready to be sent back.
It's still at what, the 40 years now?
And at the 40 years.
40
now,
years.
Yes. So this is all informational. This is all just kind of so you're aware of what's going on. Things are progressing. Things are moving forward. There's only one item that I'm thinking that needs to be discussed a little bit, and that is the pay request for the first construction pay request from Robertson on the building. Was that included in those? Good, because I was like, there needs to be some discussion before you do that.
So just so that you're aware, Jeff, Brent and I talked about that. So when you do get that request, we're not going to wait till the next board meeting so that Robertson can get paid in accordance with that. So once you get that done, send that over to us, and we'll do a vote through a different method of actually getting that approved. Because we don't want the contractor to be waiting for us till next month to get that. So after that's corrected, then we'll go forward with that.
Okay. So I can report back to him and put him at ease. So for those that don't know, his big concern has been the pay requests and waiting board meeting to board meeting, and then having to wait possibly up to a whole other month for CIB to approve that.
Yeah.
Then payment can get released, especially early on where a lot of the bills are coming up, a lot of the subcontractors being paid and the materials being purchased.
So that we're clear on that, we will still require payment from CIB because we don't have the funds to float,
yes.
for that. So as soon as you get that pay request, we'll just move forward like we normally do. We'll get it over to CIB. As soon as funding happens, then a check will be sent to them that day.
So I guess that kind of preempts his request and his concern. So he was requesting that the work that he's going to be doing before it actually gets released to him be considered in this first pay request, which is not the typical way. That's not normal for CIB.
Yeah.
So that's what he was asking the board to consider. We also figured out, kind of based on what he's actually done, what that would payment would actually be based on what he's done, as opposed to what he's planning to do. So his request was for something around $327,000 from the work he has actually done. It should be more in the range of $220,000, some $100,000 less. But if his concern was that it could only be approved in the board meetings, but if that's the way we can move forward, then...
If we need, we can do it every couple of weeks.
I don't think it would necessarily need to be approved in the board meetings.
No.
As long as we give that permission to Brent and Aaron to do that, we can approve it in the next board meeting.
Okay.
But we can get the money coming beforehand.
Okay. Perfect.
We don't want to hold him up.
His mind at ease a lot.
It can be done because it's basically it's just taking the funds from there and writing it out and getting it approved from CIB.
Okay.
And that's where that is.
Okay.
Because the funds are already there with the closing of the building.
Right.
So it's not anything that we would necessarily have to approve.
Okay.
Other than we want to make sure that the work is done before he gets paid.
Yes.
we're not paying out before it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you can talk to him and clarify that we need a little more detail on what he's doing.
Yes.
Instead of for equipment or...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll do. So I'll get with him first thing in the morning, clarify, okay, on what's been done, what are the quantities we're wanting, or the
right.
percent completes we're wanting on each of the line items.
Right.
Yeah.
Confirm that, okay, yes, that's reasonable, that's what you've actually done. I was
right.
up there just now. Just as a side note, just so you're, for those that haven't stopped by, the plan is they're forming and putting in rebar for the footings now.
Well, it's not done?
And
no.
tomorrow. And then
Tuesday it was poured. Okay.
It got pushed. Yeah. So then.
Pouring Friday?
Pouring is Monday. Friday is going to be checking the rebar.
Okay.
So, okay.
And will you guys have somebody on site on Monday?
Yeah.
Perfect.
They've got the, I can't remember who they ended up going with, but they have the testers for the concrete. Schedule set up.
Awesome.
And they'll keep going.
And then they're going to check rebar on Thursday, or Friday, right? Friday, rebar?
Yes, said? Yeah, we'll check on rebar too.
The rebar Friday, Monday cement.
Perfect.
You going to go by and take time lapse pictures?
I might.
That would kind of be a good idea, huh?
You never know what I might do.
Do you have a drone?
No.
So probably by the end of next week, they should be framing the walls and
foundation.
Getting that poured and then floor.
They'll pour the footings and then let it cure for the few days. And in the meantime, be working on the forms and the rebar for the foundation and probably the slab too.
So Jeff, what I'd recommend is if he's going to pour back to back, so if he's going to pour on Monday and he's got that all formed up and then he's going to pour again in a couple days for the floor to be put in, instead of submitting the pay request immediately to us there for the footings, if it's going to be really tight there, have this, wait for the footings, or wait for the wait for the few days so that we can, because we want to pay him and we want to make sure that he's getting what he's done.
Yeah, but we don't want him submitting something every week, right?
If that's what it takes to get it done, that's okay.
Yeah, CIB might balk a little.
There is a slack.
Well, if he does them every week to us, we could do them every other week to CIB.
Because
he's only going to be here, what, 2.5 months and he should be done?
Mm-hmm. He's rearing.
If he were to submit them every 2 weeks, because for Jeff and I, it's work for Jeff and I to get those processed.
Jeff don't need
there.
To sleep.
So for two, so if we had like every 2 weeks there, because we could do a turnaround on that, I would think that we could get those done that way.
Yeah,
and then that would give us time to review everything and then get back to everybody too as well. Because I'm just thinking of the lag time for us to be able to share information
too. Because I'm sure you have to discuss or get that information out.
Yeah.
I guess one thing I should, I'm pretty sure I heard it was discussed last time. The first pay request will include what you have already.
What we've invested.
Invested for the building, the design, all that stuff that'll be included, so. Okay, questions?
Master plan.
Master plan.
Is still in front of the state.
From DDW, that's still with them. But, so, until they get any comments back. They did confirm that they had it, we're gonna do it, but. So, yeah.
Does any of the board members have any questions?
Any news on lead and copper?
No, I mean, there is news. They've, it seems they've kind of finalized what they're requiring of folks. Verifying the non-lead laterals that you have reported. But for you guys, it probably won't be a requirement because everything is so new and so well documented. You have actual plans for your whole system, whereas, you know, other systems, it's like they maybe have half the plans for their systems or something like that. So I've got to confirm still, is there anything then that Cedar View still needs to do, or are they done? That's what that still is unclear.
Do you know where we stand on the funding on that? What's out of that 100,000?
How much exactly you have left?
To see what we can use for all of the office stuff and everything else
that we've worked on. It's been a minute since I looked. I want to say it was in the 50,000 range still. Or maybe more.
I thought it was less than that.
But let me check. Let's check.
See where we stand on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
But Alan was looking into different equipment that he could use for.
Yeah, that's what we want to see what we can do with some of that.
Yeah.
Okay, question on the geotech. What have you found out about that with the letter that we had sent to us?
So it's basically what the letter says. The structural engineer that Robertson has confirmed that yes, they've taken into account the geotech report and the comments from the inspection 2 weeks ago when they came out and visited, and so they're comfortable with it going forward.
Okay, one personal question for me is, if something happens to our structure in 2-3 years or whatever,
so
who does it go back on, or could it go back on something?
Yeah, so the typical warranty is a year.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, there's different Jesse for buildings.
Sure.
Come on, you.
This is Jesse.
More than welcome.
Thanks, appreciate it.
He's from the Fillmore office. He was coming up and visiting and told him to stop in for the meeting on his way.
Why did you stop in? I appreciate being here. With the geotech, you've probably got all the background on it. It's a matter of risk. The geotech engineer is going to identify the site conditions. It's going to identify the risks. At that point, there's mitigation measures that can be done. I think that there's been some discussion on that. But the building contractor, he's to an extent, he's saying, I acknowledge the risks. My engineers are okay with what we are doing here. But from the standpoint of, is that remove the, that doesn't remove the risks. They're there.
Yeah.
And so I think from our standpoint, from your standpoint, the question would be, okay, with what the structural engineer is saying, are we okay with that? Is that, for the cost benefit of what we're looking at, does that put us at ease? The expansive mudstone is obviously the issue there, and if you cover it up and it doesn't get wet, it's not an issue. But if you have a pipe break, if you have something go wrong, that could be an issue. And so that's the decision. I understand there's been some talk on that. There are things that can be done at a cost, which would be over-excavating that out. And it's just a matter of, it's like your insurance. How much you're gonna pay for your insurance to cover what might happen. And so if something happens in 3 years, if your pipes break in the 4 heaves, right now the contractor is saying,
that'd be on us.
Yeah.
Unless they installed something wrong, but.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when that time comes, everybody's going to be covering their bases. We're trying to cover their bases. And we don't say that critically, but that's just how things work. And so at this point, it's my understanding that the risk has been discussed. You're aware of the risk there. There's some potential costs for mitigating that may have been considered. And so that, I mean, to interject here, that's kind of where things lie right now, is that decision point. So to understand the risk, with the cost of what we're getting, the cost benefit, we're going to move forward with the structural saying that they've accounted for it, but with the understanding that the risk is always going to be there.
Yeah. You can't guarantee anything 100%.
Yeah, exactly. You never...
You can. Well, not 100%.
Yeah,
you can reduce that percentage.
You can change the percentage by doing more, but you can't not
100%. But that means it's so put in 10 feet of fill, and now you're dealing with, can we get enough compaction on that? That's not going to settle instead of...
Or do we hit a freshwater spring as we're digging? That's...
Which then creates the problem.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thanks for letting me interject that.
Anything else?
Any other questions?
Do you have anything for the board? Any questions for us?
No, I don't think so.
I would just say if there's anything that's been discussed that there's an expectation and you don't have it, reach out to Jeff and let us know. I think we understand that there's been some friction in our intents to mitigate that, to improve on that. So. Appreciate the communication.
Yeah, I talked to Aaron a few hours ago and he says we just need to move forward. If there's other things we need to take care of, we'll work on it.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
So in particular, as things get completed with like the Victory Pipeline easements, probably going to be coming and saying, okay, this is ready to sign for Brent and we can get it recorded. And so that should be coming.
Now with that Victory Pipeline, it's been bid to the contractor, what was the start date for him?
We haven't given him one.
You haven't given him one yet?
Given him one. Oh, I did talk to him today. Wanting some clarity on his timeline, especially with how long easements have been taking. And he was pleasantly surprised, or he was pleased that it's taking us a little bit because he's working on other things, and he's like, okay, that gives me more time then.
Okay. So, that part's good to hear.
But I did reiterate with him, I'm like, but we're going to get done this year, right? And he said, yes, absolutely. We'll work through winter if it comes to that. So. Yeah, I know. He said that. I was like,
oh. We don't need all the
winter. I don't know any condition in the wintertime, but he said that's what he's going to do.
Okay.
Jason.
Johansson. Oh yeah, it's easy.
They're down finishing the job in Spring City right now, so
it's your fault, okay.
Well, that's good to hear on that part.
Okay.
Well, thanks for coming, and
you're
welcome to sit or stay, or you can go.
Do you want one of these, Aaron?
Yes, please.
Okay. Aaron will understand it more. He'll go through them on his free time and double check everything.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. Yeah, thanks for showing up.
Thank you.
Need a ham truck? Okay, well that was good to hear on some of the stuff. Okay.
Is it
easy? They're working on them. I talked with Aaron. Because in the meeting, Gail said the one's going to take probably a year or more. Aaron told me it's turned into, I can't remember the words he used, but he's bound and determined to prove Gail wrong that he can get it done real quick. So they've got multiple people working on it. We need to go into one now?
No.
Oh.
After,
okay.
We'll talk about that more.
Okay, Sunrise took care of theirs. Okay, water manager items. Alan is not here. He's got some family personal stuff going on. And that's why, Dean, I called you and asked you if you can help out with the water samples.
I can get them, but I have no idea where he's taking them to anymore.
And that, it's at, what, you get billed from Tri-County?
Yep.
So it's a tri-county. If you can get them, we'll get somebody to...
We're just giving them one.
Just
one? That's what we're doing, is one.
Oh, just one sample?
Yep, just one sample. They've raised the rates this year again. And so he's just been turning one sample in, and he's been doing that sample himself there. Mm-hmm. But if you want to drop it by on a day, and I can take it over to Tri-County.
So when do we need it?
Yeah, what's the day?
That's a good question.
When do you want it?
Let's do.
If I take it tonight, I don't think they're open tomorrow.
They're not, and so let's do it Tuesday.
Okay.
So if we can do that Tuesday.
You drop it down on your way to work.
Well, I'll bring it here, put it in the fridge, because they don't open until like 8, and then
I come in and just take it over to.
Okay, that'll work. So.
And there's bottles still in there from before.
Because I don't have any more glass.
What kind of sample is it?
Just a basic water sample.
That's the gray water.
Basically, you have to take a sample out of the system, but you don't want to take it through any aerators, any shower, things like that, where bacteria can collect. So you want to take it straight.
Kitchen sink, is that the best?
Well, it's got an aerator on it. So I can take it from the vault on 3,000, 4,000. What I've done in the past is just take my shower head off, let the water run for a minute or so, and then clean it.
Okay.
Do they test a whole bunch of different things?
They test quite a bit for bacteria and stuff like that.
Okay, I'm gonna bring this part up now. You can be aware of it, Dean. I'll talk to Alan too. Just everybody, we need to watch our spending because of the attorney fees. We still haven't got Aaron Johnson's yet. And Yale's we're probably going to be hitting 30,000 plus.
Just to let you know, when I picked up stuff from Mountain Land Supply, that's only probably about half of it. So the other half's still coming.
And that's going to be tight. Is that stuff for for the whole year, or?
That's for the whole year, setters, saddles, pipe for meter boxes, ring covers, everything. So the only thing we've gotten so far is all the cords, setters, the saddles haven't come. We haven't spent any money on the ring and covers yet. We haven't spent any money on the 18-inch ABS.
So you think that's half the bill that come in?
Roughly. And then I think some of that was what they spent for our new
hookup up there, yeah.
It should have only been like 7,000, so probably 2,000 or 3,000 was for our building. And that brings up a question for me. Why did we go with such a big service into a single building?
Single building is because eventually we were going to try to put a water station up there, and it was easier to do it now.
But a 2-inch line won't handle a water fill station.
I thought it was a 3.
I don't know.
That's what I was wondering.
I don't know what size it is.
I thought it was a 3. That's what was asked. We were looking down the road, digging once was cheaper than, and tapping once was cheaper than another tap. And I didn't see the mountain land on here. I was going to write that note. That's trying.
$10,746.60.
Oh, water system, okay.
But that comes down to just estimating, because we roughly estimated maybe 10 to 12 hookups. So if you don't have the supplies to do the hookups,
we can't do them, but we have to have revenue. Yeah. Did we have any left over from last year?
We had like six.
Six, okay. So we're definitely good for this year.
Yeah, we'll be good for this year.
There's a possibility of one more here coming up.
That one's been done.
Going up by our place?
No, that one. Yeah, that one will be done. And I don't think anybody, I think the only other one that has contacted the office is the one that's down on the corner of 5,000 and 5,000. The other customers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I try not to use names just because I don't want to bother record, but yeah.
And we possibly can have one or two more there by the end of the year too, and that
is that chance.
In that just area.
Two more.
Huh?
I know two more.
Two more right there?
That's going to be coming.
Okay, that's good.
They're just waiting for their people to
approval
get
approval on other things, huh?
Yeah.
And that's a thing, it's hard to predict.
It is.
Yeah.
It's hard to predict.
So you have like 12 things?
I ordered enough setups for 12.
So we should be good to the end of your.
We should be good, and then we might be, depending on how it goes, good for most of next year. But to be honest, it's cheaper to buy them now compared to the prices.
Yeah.
And I think you've got some of that, Dean, because the county has a moratorium right now on subdivisions being restricted to 4 lots at a time for a subdivision. And so those builders that we've had traditionally have come and told us that we're probably not going to build very much this year already.
Yeah, yeah, most of it's over on the west side.
Yeah. It's where they're putting in, like we have our one customer that's putting in a whole bunch all at once and then a whole bunch the next year. That's what they're, from what I understood, they're really wanting to watch. So. Okay, so we got the water. We'll have it taken care of. Yeah, if you need help, Dean, I'll go and help you or whatever. I'll take your shower head off. Okay, let's go to office manager's items.
Okay, well, I have
a big list.
Just a small list.
Okay.
So, as you guys are aware, we went through our re-election cycle too as well. The two applicants that we received for a record are Judy Hamblin and Dean Powell. Thank you for your service to the district. Because there is no one running against you, the county has let us know we will not need to do an official election. We'll just have you on for another 4 years from there. Also, our audit has been completed. We railroaded that and got that all done, really buttoned up, and we passed pretty much with flying colors. We had 2 exceptions. One of those exceptions was our risk assessment, which is already uploaded to the state, but he couldn't find it and he didn't go back and check. So we will dispute that with the audit, which will be fine. The other was Grandma, which has already been taken care of. We already have Grandma for this year in place. And so the 2 exceptions have been cleared. Other than that, the audit was beautiful there. So with that, and then also the last item is tomorrow, because, you know, this is not a holiday that we think of, but it's a very important holiday. And so with that, because the state office is being closed tomorrow, the federal government's closed tomorrow, our offices here will be closed tomorrow. They are open, but we will be closed because we have to do deposits and we talk with state agencies. And so this office will be closed tomorrow. Then also in July, I'm needing to take a couple of days off the second week of July, the 9th and the 10th. We have some personal things that we'll be doing, and so we'll need some time off there. That's a Wednesday and a Thursday in July. So the 9th and the 10th. But outside that, everything else is great. We're moving right forward with these projects. We've been really involved with a lot there. Our finances are good right now. We've got nobody hugely delinquent. We may have one coming up that's a little more delinquent than others, but we're doing pretty good.
Hey,
I got a question. Not more on the one before this. Did Alan say how long he's going to be out?
I've not heard.
Just been wondering about meters and things like that. I know that's a couple weeks.
Out. If you need help, I will volunteer to help.
And I can go with you too if you need help.
Yeah. I'm tired of working on cabinets. Volunteer for anything to get out. I had one of the workers there coming to help me move one of the big ones. They're going, holy crap, it's heavy.
And so with meter reading, can we talk about that for just a second?
Yeah, let's pick a date.
So the nicest day would be the 1st. Because it would be July 1st, we get the meters done.
I will be gone that week.
Okay.
That whole week?
Yep, I'm leaving Monday and we'll come back till the 4th.
Okay, if we need,
see, yep.
Aaron, you and I can get together I would prefer probably the 30th, though. But you won't be working, so that won't work for you. Unless it's...
We could do the 26th, and then in July, because what we've done in February...
26th of June?
26th of June, if that works for you, Dean. We'll just go out.
That works for me. Okay.
We'll go out next Thursday and do that. Or you to go out next Thursday or whatever, and just coordinate that. That will work for meter reading. And then in July, if we need to change something there like we've done in February when we're gone, we could maybe do
adjust things if they're $1,000 or something.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be too big. We haven't had much issue with that, so.
Okay.
That's my report.
You brought that up, so that solved that for the date we know. Okay. I don't know if I have any reports, do I?
I don't think you do, other than I just put it on there because if you wanted to say
something. And that I don't think, because it was the tax rate is what I needed to do. You know, I think with our meeting last week with Sunrise and the attorney kind of opened things up, and it's really got things hopefully moving.
Do you want to go into a closed session?
Yeah. Now let's go into a closed session. And I think is what Gail's asking us to do when we go into a closed session is to read off the items that are on there. So whomever makes a motion needs to make a motion for.
So all you have to do is say Mike Roosevelt City. You don't have to say what else. Okay. I make a motion that we go into a closed meeting to discuss Roosevelt City, Sunrise Engineering, and specific customer financial issues.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There is none. We are now in a closed meeting. Okay, we are now in open meeting. We're going to discuss for customer financial issues and that, and we will, the customer will be referenced to as their account number. So can we have a motion and stating what the options are, what we'll do?
So I make a motion for customer 1652 that if the water usage is less than $168,000, that he pays $500. That's option number one. Option number two is that he pays the full amount of $945. Option number three is that he pays any overage of $2.50 per thousand over the 168 for the last 21 months.
Yeah, it's a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There's no motion carries. And we will let Aaron, when we get a meter reading on that, go ahead and take care of that.
Do we need to have it before next Wednesday? Are we okay?
I think we'll be okay, yeah. So he can get his letter. Okay, that concludes our agenda. Does any of the board members have anything to bring up? Was it brought up in closed meeting?
I'm looking at these and questioning. Let's see. So, what was William Prater LLC?
So, William Prater is the state's contracted attorney. And so what that was for the cost that the state charged him to file for us in behalf of the local building authority for the cost of our bonding, part of the bonding, part of the other stuff for CIB funding for this building.
The attorney fees and stuff for the building.
Gail McCackney's bill just for the past month and a half has been $9,674.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So for record, this has been largely due to Sunrise Engineering contacting him without authorization from the board up until just the last few weeks when authorization has been dictated to them that they need to contact us before contacting our attorney. Yeah.
So, but this was like for the past... Like
month and a half before,
year?
just in the last month and a half this year.
What did he say that his total bill has been on us?
$14,000 or $15,000? Yeah, around $15,000 and going up.
But Jeff and him have been working on this for a couple of years, and most of this bill is just from the past
year. No, he's just barely started working on it this year.
Yeah.
Gail has been involved in more of it in the last 3 months.
3 months, yeah, 3 months. That's where we've run into the roadblocks, because he's finding all of the stuff out. And it's a preference of what Gail wants. He's got our best interest at heart, so he's saying this is what needs to be done.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's good that we don't, like, he's trying to make it so we don't ever get in trouble in the future. Yeah. But we also said earlier he can't guarantee 100% anything. And sometimes I feel like he's getting a little bit too nitpicky.
And so we have moved out of that phase of our meeting already. And so that may be a topic that we need to address next month in our board meeting.
Okay. I think we had a turn.
Yeah, I want to eat some snacks. Oh, Deep Feather Ridge, I forgot that. Somebody want to make a motion, or do we need a motion?
I just made a motion to
adjourn. Motion to adjourn, we're done.
Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, basically we're getting double billed.
No.
Sunrise was billing us.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they all know that now. It was brought up.
Right.
I didn't know that was forward in there.
I'm actually in a board meeting right now. Can I call you in about half an hour, maybe 45 minutes? Thank you. Thank you, AJ.
Thank you for the pen. All you do.
Dean, let me get your check for you too as well.
I've seen some dairy trucks go down to the basin today. You know, there's a battery coming that was going to be here this morning. Or not batteries, but it's a gateway. And when it's coming back, there's another North Coast Guard. Two a day. Not that many.
Did you order the verdicts today?
I think there's more than that. No, I made up to the Hebrew today, Colonel.
One of your trucks was set by the gate this morning.
What is that?
Birdies.
Oh, that would have been they were all upset to him. I got back and I didn't go in about 10 hours. Like, I only had like a little over half a day, and he still ain't home. It was like 4 o'clock. I was leaving.
Well, I realized something because we need to transfer money for these to be paid. I'm going to pay everybody in this meeting, and these will be held till Tuesday to be mailed out due to the fact that we need to have money transferred from the PPIF. And because the bank's going to be closed tomorrow because it is a federal holiday, nothing's going to happen with money. So Tuesday I'll mail all the things out and we won't be late on them. Everything's really good with this.
You already did the paperwork for the money transfer?
Yes. Yeah, we'll be good with that. And I just give you Alan's check. You probably don't want that, do you, Dean? No, I give you the pay one.
I don't know who you're giving what to.
Thank you.
Alan, is he okay?
He's worked some first of the month.
What's that?
He's worked, done some stuff.
Yeah, he checked me last Friday. I didn't know where that meter was.
So did
but he never texted me back after I told him where it was at.
Oh, God, so he may have got a reading name off of that.
Oh, that one?
So just FYI on that, if I were to send him a message, a text message, that'd probably be okay, right?
Just see if he gets it.
Because if he's done that, if he's got a number, because he may just have taken a picture,
yeah,
and he sent it to me, and then you guys won't have to read it. But we do want to make sure that the antenna is up far enough.
So it will read.
Looked like it was already on the lid, but I'll go look at it.
Yeah, we'll stop and look at it.
And if it's not reading, that may be one we need to change out.
Something, get it to where it is reading.
Mm-hmm. Our
handful of those stuff's not reading.
Not to pry, but what should I do with this?
so just hold on to it.
Yep. Let's do that. And also, Mighton Days is coming up on next Friday.
What do they do for Mighton Days?
Is it like rodeo?
Yeah.
Yep. Everybody in town pitches in and makes money off of everybody else in the Uinta Basin.
Do they have a rodeo ground?
Do they? We're over by the cemetery. It would be down. That'd be about the only place, would it?
Then they do a parade.
They do a parade. I'm not clear. I don't think they do.
You got both of them turned off? Paused?
Yeah, that one's paused. That one's off.
Okay.
I don't think they